Thursday, October 4th, 2018. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City right here in Denver, Colorado. And if you are tired of the same old sports talk, the arguments, the callers yelling into their phones, hang out here for a while. Yes, it's a little bit different, but you're going to like it much better here. We talk sports with a dose of common sense. We'd rather just laugh at the sports world because a lot of it is actually pretty funny. We are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Thursday to you. I hope your day's going well. And if it isn't, hey, hold on. I've got some very good news for you because today, October 4th, is National Taco Day. Woohoo! I know we talked last week about beer being proof that God loves us, that he wants us to be happy. Well, tacos, I guess if I was going to describe tacos to someone who has never had them, I would say that tacos are like little corn love letter envelopes directly from God filled with deliciousness. Hey, I've had bad pizza. Not very often, but there is pizza out there that is bad. I've had a bad burger. Go to a certain place, maybe they cook it wrong, maybe the bun is bad, maybe they put silly things on it. I've had a bad burger. I don't know if I've ever had a bad taco. Like, I'm thinking about it. Have you ever had bad tacos? And I mean, you can keep it simple. You can just go, I don't know, ground beef. You can go steak. You can go chicken. You can even go with the pork. Or you could even go like vegetarian with the guacamole and the lettuce. In fact, here is just a little suggestion for you, a little free advice from the Daily Dose to you. When you are grilling your steak or your chicken or your pork or whatever it is that you're going to put in your tacos, go ahead and add a few strips of bacon to the skillet, crisp those up, chop those into little bits, and add that over the top. Squeeze a little lime over that bad boy. I'm telling you right now, you are never disappointed in tacos. From God's mailbox, a little love letter to you on this Thursday. Hey, if you'd like to contact the show, let us know. I don't know, maybe what kind of tacos you'll be having tonight, or maybe where you like to go to get your tacos on National Taco Day. We would love to hear from you. Email us, dailydosports@gmail.com, or reach out to us over on Twitter or Facebook. Both of those handles are at dailydosports. If you've got a suggestion, if you have a comment, if you have some feedback, maybe there's a certain subject that you would like us to tackle, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Got a lot to get today. Of course, we have a few stories coming out in the world of sports that I do want to discuss. And as we do on most Thursdays, we will have a few sports media overreactions of the week because it seems like every single week we're being told things by the sports media. And on Thursday, we look a little closer to see if those things are making any sense. They rarely do, but we do take an extra look. Plus, you know, with the Major League Baseball playoffs now underway, if you had your choice, who would you want to see in the World Series this year? We have a few thoughts on who we'd like to see play for all, going to get to those in just a few minutes. But first, let's jump into some breaking news. Starting off in Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees knocked off the Oakland A's last night 7-2 in the American League wildcard game. They will now advance to the American League Divisional Series, where they are going to face the Boston Red Sox in what should be a highly intriguing series. You know, these two played each other very, very tight in the regular season. They actually played 19 times, with the Red Sox winning 10 of those 19 matchups. So it was very, very close. New York versus Boston in the American League, and Houston versus Cleveland in the American League. The ALDS games are going to be extremely interesting. I will say this, though, and we saw it last night. We also saw it in the National League wildcard game. Hey, these games are running way too long. You have a great chance right now with some of these matchups. Yankees versus Red Sox, seriously? Astros versus Indians? These should both be great series. You have a great chance to pick up some younger viewers. These games are going way too long. That game last night went 3.5 hours. The National League wildcard game went over 4 hours. Hey, I know it's postseason baseball. I get that. But you don't have very many young fans who are going to stick around and watch these games for 3.5, 4, 4.5 hours. It's too long. I'm telling you, you'd better stop preening and play the game. 3.5 hours is too long. I don't think this younger audience is going to watch for that long. We will see what kind of numbers the Major League Baseball postseason gets as we continue on in the playoffs. A franchise record 115 losses, apparently just a few too many for Baltimore Orioles manager Buck Showalter to keep his job. They have announced Showalter will not return to the Orioles in 2019 after 9 seasons with Baltimore. And of course, this past season was as bad as it got. Baltimore became just the 5th major league team since 1900 to lose 115 games or more in a single season. When you think back to Showalter in Baltimore, he was hired midway through the 2010 season, and yes, it was tough to get going, but don't forget, he did lead Baltimore to at least 81 wins in 5 straight seasons from 2012 to 2016. The Orioles reached the postseason 3 times, including going to that American League Championship Series back in 2014. And yes, they've really been down these past 2 years, but maybe the game has passed Showalter by. I mean, it does happen. But I think this does also show you have to find the right place at the right time to truly have success, because you're going to have a hard time convincing me that Showalter just all of a sudden lost it. He's just all of a sudden bad. He's just lost his mind. He has no idea how to manage anymore. You got to be at the right place at the right time. And I don't think Baltimore right now is the right place for too many people. Buck Showalter is gone in Baltimore. Here's a question for you. Did you have things that maybe you believed in as a child, and then you found out they weren't real? And like, it kind of ruins you for a few minutes, doesn't it? It makes you a little bit cynical. Makes you a little bit jaded. Maybe, I don't know, it was the Great Pumpkin. Maybe it was the Grinch. Like, you believed it was true, and then you come to find out the Grinch isn't really there. Maybe it was the President of the United States. I don't know, whatever it might have been. And then you find out they're not actually real. And again, it's not that you're really mad. You're just disappointed. Like, you feel like you've been misled. Well, I hate to inform you of this. It has happened again. Because one of the most iconic images of Kobe Bryant's career was a shot of him standing in front of Matt Barnes on a baseline out of bounds play as Barnes fake throwing the ball at his face, and Kobe doesn't flinch one single bit. Well, now we have a new overhead angle of that 2010 inbounds play, and it shows that Kobe wasn't actually standing directly in front of Matt Barnes. So when Barnes faked it forward, of course Kobe didn't flinch. Why would Kobe flinch? It wasn't coming to his face. But when you see it from the side, it looks like Barnes pump fakes the ball right directly to Kobe's face, and Kobe doesn't flinch one bit. He is a cold-blooded killer. He has ice in his veins. It doesn't bother him one bit. Now, we see the overhead shot from that picture, and you realize it wasn't actually to his face. Now, if you haven't seen it, of course, it has been converted into a, is it a GIF or a GIF? Whatever the graphic file is called. And we've always looked at it and seen Kobe's just how fearless he was. He just didn't get rattled by anything. And now we have found out it doesn't look like it was actually true. Aww. So again, I guess we're back to that same thing of Kobe could at times apparently get rattled. He wasn't the cold-blooded killer we thought he was. Actually, when I think back to a certain press conference he did after buying his wife like a $4 million ring, I guess I should have known he did get rattled sometimes. That's my bad. That's my bad. My mistake. Hey, coming back, it is your choice. You can pick whoever you want. Who would you want to see in the World Series this season? We're going to talk about that when we get back. So before we get to our sports media overreactions of the week, with the Major League Baseball postseason beginning this week, wild card games underway, we have divisional series getting started, what World Series matchup would you most want to see if you could choose? Of the teams that are out there, who would you pick? Who would you want to see playing for it all? And I mean, I guess if we just pick the top 2 seeds, we would end up with the Boston Red Sox versus the Milwaukee Brewers. But is that the series any of us would actually want to see? I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe. See, I have a little bit of a problem cheering for any Boston teams. I used to not care quite as much back when the Patriots were awful and the Red Sox were in that drought. It was just the Celtics that you had to worry about. And yes, the Celtics were obnoxious, but you didn't have to hear from loudmouth Boston fans year-round constantly. Now you do, because now you have the Red Sox. Now you have the Patriots, and you still have the Celtics. So now we're just forced to endure these Boston fans again and again telling us how great they are and how I was there back in the old days before we got Tommy, before we got Belichick, and I was hardcore then. Yeah, sure you were. You can't name a quarterback before Tom Brady. So I have a little bit of a struggle cheering for Boston to win much of anything. The only redeeming factor to Boston actually winning anything is, you know, it bothers New York Yankees fans a ton. So that part you have to just kind of remind yourself of, okay, at least it's going to bug the Yankees fans. But other than that, I don't really want Boston to win anything. Now, Milwaukee, on the other hand, they are actually a pretty fun story. They are one of the biggest underdogs of the postseason. They finish with the best record in the National League. And still, here we are. No one's really picking them to win anything, are they? And maybe it's because of the brand of baseball that they play. I mean, they go to their bullpen early. They play really, really good defense. I wouldn't mind seeing the Brewers get in just because of the underdog story that I think it is. But I think as a nation, no one's really cheering for Milwaukee that much. I'll guarantee this. The television networks aren't cheering for Milwaukee. They don't want that small market team getting in. But I would be okay if Milwaukee got in. Now, maybe you're out there and you're just saying, hey, I want to see the big money franchises get in. I want to see big money markets, because that's going to mean probably more viewers to the postseason. Hey, I understand that. If that's the case, then maybe you would be cheering for the Boston Red Sox. Or maybe you would be cheering for a World Series matchup of the New York Yankees facing the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, one good thing about that, as many fans as the Yankees have, you're also going to have a ton of fans that are just going to watch and cheer against them. Same thing with the Dodgers. As many fans as the Dodgers do have, you're going to have a whole nother group tune in and just say, I just hope they lose tonight. So if you want to see big money, if you're looking for that big money market, then yes, I would say Red Sox versus Dodgers, Yankees versus Dodgers. What if you just want to see really good baseball? Like, you want to see the best teams in the World Series. And I could understand that. If you are cheering just purely for the best team, the most complete team, I'd be cheering for the Houston Astros. Think of the talent that is on that roster. And we know they just won the World Series last year. But when you think of what they have, Justin Verlander, Charlie Morton, Gerrit Cole, Dallas Keuchel, that's an amazing pitching rotation. And then you've got Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, Alex Bregman, George Springer, providing clutch hitting. And like we talked about, they just did it last year. This is a team that knows how to get it done in the clutch. So if I was just looking for, I just want the best team, talented at every single position, loaded at pitching, loaded at hitting, very good fielders, I think you probably cheer for the Houston Astros, don't you? Maybe you just want to cheer for the young team. Maybe you're just looking and saying, you know what? I like it when it's a group of young kids. Now, we know the Yankees are a pretty young team, but one other team that's out there that you might not realize is the Atlanta Braves. Their average age is just 27 years old. They have found ways to score some runs this year. The Atlanta Braves, I don't think there are many people out there picking the Atlanta Braves to do anything. But if you like those young kids, if you like a young, talented team that could be on the rise, the Atlanta Braves might be the team you'd cheer for. What if you want to see another drought broken? We think back to when the Cleveland Cavaliers won their championship. Hey, drought broken. We think back to just last year, the Philadelphia Eagles finally win a Super Bowl. Drought broken. There's a few stories that are still out there of droughts that at some point you would think need to be broken. And while the Cleveland Browns don't look like they're necessarily real close to breaking a championship drought, the Cleveland Indians absolutely could. Keep in mind, The Indians have not won a championship in over 50 years. And no, winning one in Major League doesn't count.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
So if you're just looking for a little bit of sports history, to see a team win that we haven't seen one in over 50 years, maybe you'll be cheering for the Cleveland Indians. I really like that pitching lineup. I think Cleveland is a team to keep an eye on. Watching them in Houston over in the American League is going to be highly entertaining. Or maybe you are going to watch the World Series and you're just going to say, hey, I just want underdogs. I'm just cheering for the underdog. That's it. I don't care about anything else. Then I guess you'd have to cheer for probably the Colorado Rockies, wouldn't you? Because I'm not sure anyone is expecting anything from Colorado. No one expected them to go into Chicago and beat the Cubs. And when you think about what the Cubs just did, the Cubs lost not one, but two home single game elimination games. They lose the tiebreaker to Milwaukee, and then they lose the wild card to Colorado, both games played at Wrigley Field. If you're the Chicago Cubs, might be a time to do some soul searching. But if you are looking for that underdog team, maybe you take a look at the Colorado Rockies and you cheer a little bit for them this postseason, because hey, I don't think anyone expected them to get past Chicago. Now they are in that five-game series with Milwaukee. We'll see if they have anything to give them. If I were making my pick, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, the favorites according to Vegas would be the Boston Red Sox facing the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series. I'm not going to go there. I think the Red Sox definitely have the firepower to get there, but I am going to go somewhere else. If I were picky, I am going to go with the Houston Astros facing the Milwaukee Brewers. I like the way both of those teams play. Now, maybe that's just wishful thinking on my part, and that's what I'm hoping is going to happen, so that's how I'm cheering. Or maybe both of those teams are capable of getting a run going and getting a round or two in and winding up in the World Series. No question, they both have a ton of talent. But I'll be the first to admit, it might just be wishful thinking. Speaking of wishful thinking, sometimes I wish that the sports media world wasn't just saying things that they don't even believe. And I know why they're doing it. They're just doing it to get clicks. I've been in that business. I know how it is. You're trying to get people to read your articles. You're trying to get people to watch your videos. You're trying to get people to watch your segments on maybe a certain sports network. They do it every single week. On Thursdays, we like to take a little closer look at some of the silly things being said by the sports media world and just kind of see, do they make any sense?
I don't know what we're yelling about!
What kind of overreactions are they trying to jam down our throat this week that just don't make a lot of sense? And as you can imagine, with this being such a busy time of the year, we have a number of sports media overreactions to get to today. One of the first ones that we are hearing is in the world of college football. And we are hearing this from just about everyone right now. Now, the Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is throwing the ball so effectively, the Alabama Crimson Tide are unbeatable. You can cash it in right now. They are going to be holding up that championship trophy come January. Hey, there's no question. Alabama looks like the big dog once again. They are plowing through their opponents. And make no mistake, they should continue winning. There's way too much talent down there for them not to. Here is the one word of caution that I would issue. Don't forget this. As much as we want to think of Nick Saban's teams as just a collection of robots that he goes out and recruits and he plugs into his system and they just do his bidding, that's not necessarily what we have here. These are 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. And for as much as we think of the Alabama Crimson Tide as, hey, these guys are pros. They're basically professional athletes. They go down to Alabama. It's a football factory. Hey, they're still dealing with things that kids deal with. They have to deal with things like girlfriends. Some of them even deal with things like schoolwork.
What?
I know. Amazing, huh? They have to deal with family stuff. Whatever may come up, these are not pros yet. Hey, Nick Saban does a great job of keeping his groups motivated every single year. But if you think Alabama can't slip up, keep in mind, we have seen better teams stumble. Also keep in mind, Alabama really hasn't played anyone yet. And the schedule won't ramp up a ton until maybe even the SEC championship game, but they still haven't truly been tested. I want to see what Alabama does when they actually come up to a test, because we haven't seen that yet. But don't forget, they are still kids. They can have a bad week. Hey, coming back, we are going to continue our Thursday sports media overreactions of the week. Could we be looking at a surprise team in the NBA? And do we have a new superstar quarterback in the NFL? Going to be talking about both of those things when we get back. Just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping to do, you might want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles featuring your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. October's Loot Crate theme is now out. It is called Cursed, haunted by dark spirits and evil creatures. Sorry, but it sounds like you've been cursed. Fight back against your regrettable fate with an exclusive collection of accursed gear. October's Loot Crate theme features items from Attack on Titan, Gremlins, Evil Dead 2, and American Horror Story. Looks like they are getting ready for Halloween over at Loot Crate. But if none of those franchises interest you, remember, you can go to Loot Crate and choose from a huge selection of crates, a monthly subscription of crates, or just individual items. And they have so many things over there, they are sure to have exactly what you need. Of course, the best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, be sure you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order, just as a little thank you for listening to the Daily Dose each and every day. So let's continue with our sports media overreactions of the week. And one of the things that we are already hearing is over in the NBA. And that is, in NBA preseason, LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers have been so impressive so far. Hey, they might be better than we thought. In fact, with LeBron James now a Laker, they could even be a contender. Have you watched their two preseason games? I've seen a little bit of them. Hey, JaVale McGee, Brandon Ingram, they have both been very impressive. Is it possible that with LeBron, the Lakers could be a sneaky number two or even a number three seed over there? I'm just saying, he looks really good. They might be better than we think. Maybe. It's possible. But we have talked about this here before on the Dose. The Los Angeles Lakers right now have two major flaws. One, they're not very good defensively. Two, they can't shoot. I'm sure neither one of those flaws is going to rear its head in that Western Conference, right? Like, there's no way your lack of defense is going to show up over on that side of the league, will it? Or are you going to be facing some of the best offenses night in, night out? Do not forget this. Back in Cleveland, and yes, LeBron didn't have a ton of help, but don't forget this. They got nights off. They got to play the Charlottes and the Atlantas and even a Washington or an Orlando. You don't get much of that in the West. You might get a Sacramento who is much, much better. You might get a Phoenix who is very, very young. But other than that, night in, night out, where is your night off that you're going to get? Because there aren't very many. Maybe the Clippers? That might be about it. Who else are you going to beat up on? You don't get easy nights in the Western Conference. That is going to be very different. And I know people fall in love and they look at LeBron and say, look how good he looks in a Lakers jersey. Of course he does. He's in a Lakers jersey. Everyone looks good in the Lakers jersey. Keep this in mind though, and I know it's just preseason, I won't read too much into it. For as good as the Lakers have looked, they've lost two games in the preseason to Denver, and I don't know that anyone's thinking of Denver as one of those Western Conference powers. They're okay, maybe they squeak into the playoffs. Is anyone really thinking of Denver as a top five seed? No, they're not. Don't get ahead of yourself with the Lakers quite yet. One other thing that we're hearing coming out in the sports media world is that Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell and Seattle Seahawks safety Earl Thomas are heroes for their pushback against NFL ownership. Hey, I get it. We all at this point in the country hate rich white guys, right? And Le'Veon Bell and Earl Thomas are doing their best to stick it to the man, I guess. I mean, I can't really see what either one of them is doing actually hurting either owner. Both of their owners are doing just fine. But here is the question that I have about Bell and I have about Thomas. And it looks like both of them are going to be going to new teams next year, I would think. If you were a team owner right now, looking at Bell, looking at Thomas, and looking at how they conducted themselves over these contract disputes, Would you go sign either one of them? You know what? Let me change the question. Would you want your favorite NFL team to go sign either one of them? Speaking as a Denver Broncos fan, who could, no question, use a spark on offense, who could, no question, use a playmaking safety, no thanks. That's buyer beware. Because do not forget, both of them had a contract. Both of them are getting paid the full contract that they did sign. Both of them said, you know what? I want more. That contract's not enough. Well, what if we sign you to like a 3-year deal worth $19 million? And in that third year, you go, it's not enough. I need another 5 years. That doesn't work for this team. That doesn't help this team. So while a lot of people are looking at these two and saying they're heroes, just tell me this. Would you want to sign either one of them? Because I wouldn't. I don't have any idea if I could count on them. And as a result, I don't know that they're really sticking it to the man that much. I think if anything, they may have hurt their own careers more than anything else. Finally, we are hearing this sports media overreaction, and we're hearing it everywhere. We are hearing broadcasters. We are hearing former NFL players. They are all running with this one. We have never seen anything like Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Have you seen what he has already done this season? Did you see what he did the other night in Denver? Hey, I'll be the first to admit, I like what Patrick Mahomes did. And I'm a Broncos fan. I have no allegiance to the Chiefs. That kid's impressive. But I have to say, hold on a second, when I hear them say, you've never seen this before? Hey, we've never seen anything like this before. This is all brand new. Really? You never saw Brett Favre. You never saw Steve Young. You never saw John Elway, Randall Cunningham. You know what? That's not even fair. I'm not going to compare Patrick Mahomes to those guys. Let me change the comparison. Because comparing him to all-time greats and those guys, honestly, they didn't even start out as good as Patrick Mahomes did. Now, they ended up being greats, but they had a little bit of a rougher start than Patrick Mahomes has had. So let's not do that. That's unfair to both of them. Let's change the comparison. Let's back up. You never saw Joey Harrington. You never saw Jay Cutler. You never saw Vince Young. You never saw Mark Sanchez, Josh Freeman, Sam Bradford, Jake Locker, or Robert Griffin III. What about Sam Darnold? We just saw him a couple weeks ago. You didn't see those guys? And no. Don't misunderstand. I am not saying that Patrick Mahomes is going to be a bust. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying they were saying these same things about those guys when they first came out and had a couple good games. And then the league adjusts and defenses adjust and they take away what you like to do and they force you to do other things and you start to change the way you play. And now, where did those guys end up? In fact, it was just last season. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith had thrown 15 touchdowns with zero interceptions through the first 7 games. And what did we hear? He's an MVP candidate. He's going to take the Chiefs to the Super Bowl. We have never seen anything like this before. And then what happened? NFL defenses caught up. Alex Smith and the Chiefs got knocked out at home by Marcus Mariota throwing passes to himself. Again, I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes is a bust. I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes is going to be a bust. I like a lot of what he brings to the table. I'm also not saying he's going to be the future greatest of all time. Let's take a breath and let's watch Patrick Mahomes develop, because I guarantee NFL defenses will catch up. They will get a book on him and he will have to change the way he plays. Let's see what happens then before we start saying, we've never seen this before. He's changing the league completely. Is he? Because that's what we thought about Robert Griffin III too. Not so fast. NFL defenses do catch up. Hey, tomorrow is Friday. Of course, we will be looking at the latest sports news and stories. We will have our weekend preview. Got some very interesting things to watch this weekend. And as we do on most Fridays, we will have our Daily Dose Top 5. You know you have to tune in for that. I have to say thank you all so much for listening to the Daily Dose every day. Thank you for the feedback, for the questions, and the suggestions. Thank you so much for sharing the show. It is all very appreciated. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.